AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is calling the protest in Cuba remarkable and a clarion call for freedom.
The United States stands firmly with the people of Cuba as they assert their universal rights. And we call on the government of Cuba, to refrain from violence and their attempts to silence the voice of the people of Cuba.
The AP's Fernando Gonzalez in Havana reports the protest started small.
There were about 200 to 300 people in the street complaining about intermittent power outages, the lack of food, and a surge in COVID cases. Through social media, other people passed the word, and then there was suddenly a large protest. About 4,000 protesters showed up in downtown Havana, and they were shouting, freedom, freedom, and down with the government. This is a rarity for Cuba.
Internet access has been cut off in Cuba. President Biden talked about crime with city and law enforcement officials at the White House.
Well, there's no one-size-fits-all approach. We know there are some things that work, and the first of those that works is stemming the flow of firearms used to commit violent crimes.
But most of the president's efforts are voluntary. 94 people have died from the condo collapse in Surfside, Florida. Mayor Daniela Levine Caba says about 22 people are missing.
Our team has continued as ever to work diligently to make progress on the collapse and to recover the remains and bring closure to the families as quickly as we possibly can.
There has been a string of coronavirus outbreaks linked to summer camps in places such as Texas, Illinois, Florida, Missouri, and Kansas, offering what some fear could be a preview of the upcoming school year. The Los Angeles Angel Shohei Ohtani is not only starting the All-Star game in Denver as the designated hitter, he'll be the starting pitcher for the American League. He has a 4-1 record, but Ohtani leads the majors with 33 home runs. This is AP News. Wildfires are burning across the West. The biggest fire burning in California is near the Nevada border. In Doyle, California, Kelly Grosso was forced to evacuate the oncoming blaze with members of his family.
After losing everything that I worked for and everything all these years, it's gone.
His son is trying not to think too much about losing their home.
All you can do is focus on what's next.
A fire broke out in the Sierra Nevada south of Yosemite National Park and covers more than 6 square miles. John Hansen and his dog evacuated.
Threw some clothes in a bag and grabbed my shoes and grabbed him, his bed, and took off. I hope everything is still there when I get back.
In Oregon, the bootleg fire exploded to 240 square miles. The fire disrupted service on 3 transmission lines, providing up to 5,500 megawatts of electricity to neighboring California. Ed Donahue, AP News.